The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
There's an offload, they're going to go over. Gold Coast crash into the in goal, and it is your first NRL try for Max King.
Jeez, we've had to go back into the archives to pull out a Max King try when he's back playing for the Goldies. Other try came with the Storm. None for the Bulldogs yet, but
one of the great human beings of rugby league, this young man.
Yeah, Max King. Kingy is joining us on Sports. Max, we've got some great questions for you today, mate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. G'day, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
No,
yeah,
no,
I was paying attention to that. I would have figured that's from the archives, that one.
That certainly is from the archives. That's been preserved. That's how old the piece of audio is, mate. So hopefully you'll get your third try and some this year. Now, you normally play in the back row, Locke. Any chance you could be playing on the wing or any other positions? There's about 11 available at the moment, the Bulldogs, with all the injuries.
Yeah, there's a few. I might have to take it up with Ciro. It's been a while. It's been a drought between tries. So, I don't know. It's great the rugby league community getting behind people like Alex Twile. And, I don't think I'm too far behind him. So, my grandma actually always texts me, and she's always texting me for a bit of pocket money. You know, back in the old days, you know, like when you're playing up as a kid and you score a try, you get $5 or whatever. She's always texting me saying the $5 is there waiting for her, and she's been waiting a couple of seasons now. But, mate, I don't think positionally, I don't think I'm cut out for too much else aside from just, in the front row. So it is what it is. I'll just have to keep waiting.
That $5 will come under the salary cap if she does pay it to you. Yeah, she's got winger blood in him because he's got, of course, his grandfather, Johnny King, is one of the famous wingers for the Dragons for a lot of years. I played with his dad, Dave King, at the Gold Coast, one of the funny men of rugby league, Dave King. Now, before we talk about rugby league, Maxie, okay, I want to ask you a serious question. You're about to get married, and I just want to know how you were able to entice a young lady who is, you are batting so far above every human average that's ever, ever happened.
The highest in the NRL.
Yeah, you know, they used to always say a Merrin, Trent Merrin, when he was going out with Sally Fitzgibbon. They're now going to call it a Max King.
Yeah.
So, okay, over to you.
Mate, she's actually standing next to me. I'm glad you're not on loudspeaker because you're pumping her tyres up. What pulled her over? I don't know. Nice guys win.
Right.
Nice guys win. Yeah, nice guys. You know what? Drawing on the old NRL card, you know, it works from time to time. It just wants to fuck it her in.
Wow. We might have to interview her, actually.
You know what, to be honest, we met up in church, so, she must have just thought, nice guys win. And I climbed her over the first couple of dates, and, she's been starstruck ever since. I actually said to her, I'm a bit of a, I call myself the snake's venom. Like, if you're happy with me and, wants a snake bite, the venom, it just, once I've got you, you're under the venom, and that's how it's been ever since. She's just under the venom, and she's a happy fiance.
The venom.
Oh, maybe we should talk to Christy and talk to her about that venom. We were just hoping for a really quick answer, but you've managed to milk that for 2 minutes.
It's one of the best answers I've heard. It's one of the best answers I've heard. We might get Christy on after this, actually, ask her a couple of questions. But, hey, Maxie, obviously known you for a long time and have loved watching you play. And I've always loved the part of your game, which is your offload. Not a lot of front rowers in the game get the opportunity to offload. I know it's a huge part of your game. Is Cameron Seraldo, is he the sort of coach that promotes that part of your game?
Yeah, he is. And there was one on the weekend that hit, and there was one that didn't hit, and I'm the first one to sort of walk in on Monday going, that's my bad, and stick my hand up. But we had, individual reviews, and he actually gave me, even on the weekend, gave me a lot of reassurance of, hey, he backs me in that area, and he's never going to criticise a player where, if you back yourself with the skill and you've got it and you practice it at training, just go for it. And obviously things happen on the field that, you come off and you regret and you wish you didn't throw it or whatever it might be. But it's good to have that reassurance from Ciro. And, he's been, it's great to have him in my corner with that.
Now, Jacob Preston, I want to ask you a little bit about him, but before I get a little bit of background about, I know he's from Sydney and played over in the Northern Beaches sort of area around that Woollahra area, I think it was. But in saying that, did he ever get charged by the match review committee for eye gouging you when you did your eye?
I thought you were going to mention his haircut. no, he didn't. The eye gouge, no. I came in the sheds and obviously my eyes busted. And the physio's there saying, oh, like making a big deal about his finger. And his finger, like, so his finger that eye gouged me, he ended up dislocating his finger and he had to get it re-stitched the other day. Again, it's all split in between two of his knuckles. So his fingers ended up worse than my eyeball.
Wow. Speaking of terrible injuries, Viliami Kikau, well, hearing reports today, mate, he's out for about 14 weeks with that torn pec.
Yeah, no, that's no good, obviously. You know, kicks will be missed. And, you know, coming back off the back of the head knock, it's funny. We actually, it was just a light skills day, and I guess rugby league being the sport it is and the nature of it, I was there when he done it. It was just just stuck his arm out and the way it, you know, with the movement and whatnot, torn pec. So, injury-wise, we haven't had much luck, especially with our forward pack. But in saying that, you know, there's been some shining lights that has come through. And like Jake Preston, you know, we get a couple back this week with Ray, Fatella Mariner and Tavita Pengai. And, I don't know, it does suck, you know. And I think, if anything, it's sort of shown a bit of grit, you know, from the lads who have stepped up, you know, that next man up mentality. And, hopefully, you know, it can be the same again, whoever fills his position on the weekend.
I heard an interview with Sean O'Sullivan, who, you know, tore his pec as well. Mm. And he was saying it is incredibly painful. Like, it has to be one of the most painful injuries you'll get on the footy field or training. And he said it's been 3 weeks. He hasn't even been able to go to bed because he can't lay down with a torn pec.
Yeah, apparently they're pretty
uncomfortable. Yeah, wow. Well, in saying that, like, I've been there when kicks dinner. I remember... he finished the session, he walked up, you know, there's physios treating him and that, and I seen him after the session, he had an ice pack on his chest, and I said, it's something or nothing. Like, when you tear your pec, obviously you know about it, and he was just, like, lying on the ground, got up and just straight-faced and didn't hear a moan or anything from him, so I said, usually they're pretty bad. Ended up obviously being a full rupture, so, yeah, I don't think he sort of won the show paying old kicks.
Yeah, tough to see. Now, Josh Adokar, we love watching him from a fan, from the outside. Is he as infectious inside, behind the curtain, things that we don't see? Is he always like that? Is he always on?
He's always on. And even the last couple of days, like, he's never had an injury. Like, obviously, you know, he's got some dysmosis, which is bad luck as well. He's never had an injury before. So he's come in, you know, last couple of days, he's getting treatment and whatnot, and he's always on, and I've seen a different side to him the last couple of days. He's been an absolute punish. I feel sorry for those physios that are in there. He's, he's Mrs. at home would be having a handful at the moment. I think he's a bit of a princess with his recovery. He's just as loud, but it's just, in terms of, like, what he's needing and treatment and whatnot. He's been a punish the last couple of days. He's coming to training. So he's great to have in the joint. And, even through injury and whatnot, I feel like it's still important for him to be coming in and sort of showing that energy at training.
Yeah, yeah. Does he refer to himself in the third person a bit?
He does, yeah. The fox, yeah, the third person, yeah, the third person fox.
He calls himself the fox. That's
okay.
Great.
Okay, before we let you go, Maxie, you've been great.
We're going to talk to Christy yet too.
Oh, you would actually before we do this, can you throw Christy on, please?
Yeah, let me throw him on loudspeaker.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he's got to hear the question.
Yeah.
Control.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Hello.
Hey, Christy.
Hello,
Christy. Now you're here with Jason and Sats from Sports Day, and. I've been fortunate enough to know Maxie ever since he was a teenager. Now, congratulations on the upcoming wedding.
Oh, thanks so much. It is all exciting. It honestly is so exciting. Something to look forward to for sure.
Okay, can you answer this question about Max? Will he play any role in the planning of the wedding?
To be honest, we're getting married in like, it's less than 6 months, I think, at this point. And as for the planning, yeah, not too sure how much planning he'll be doing, but it's going to be this off season. So, yeah, we'll see.
Okay, worst habit.
Worst habit. Ooh. He bites his nails, which is so gross.
Yeah, I'm in that category. What is he, a snorer or a non-snorer?
Oh, well, we don't live together. So, I mean, but the worst thing probably would be, like, he leaves skids on my toilet. That's gross.
Oh, that's gold.
That's disgusting.
That's gross. What? Well done.
That is disgusting, as Sats would say. Yeah. Now, listen.
I'm being a bit too busy. Yep.
No, we love that. And listen, it's okay. Just blink twice if you need help, because we still can't believe he's jagged someone like you.
Yeah. You're getting a little bit creepy now, Jason.
Am I? Right. Okay. Mm. Let's move on then.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christy. One more thing I want to ask before we let you go. Another crowd favourite, the Bulldogs, and I love seeing him run out back at the Dogs, Josh Reynolds. We know the crowd love him, the fans love him. What's he like around the club as well?
He's been great. He's such a personality in itself as well. I didn't realise what a great bloke and a great bloke to be around until he sort of came back in there. Obviously, you see his personality on the field, but off it, he's a legend, and he's been great as well. You know, a young team, young club, like with in terms of like the players here, he's been great. You know, sort of instilling a bit of that old Dogs passion. And losing Josh Jackson this year. I felt like he was that sort of OG, sort of Bulldogs, through and through kind of guy. And we, losing Jacko, we sort of had no one else. You know, there's been some great inclusions, but like in terms of knowing the area from Belmore and that, he's been a great inclusion. And I think, to be honest, I mean, you'd have to speak to Gus and that, but the, like initially, I think like plans-wise, he was just in there, you know, to be a good influence and to sort of share that passion of the club and whatnot. I don't think anyone sort of pictured him playing. And then, he was just throwing the house down in pre-season and ended up getting that top 30 spot. And, to sort of be playing this weekend and last weekend and, you know, in the trials and whatnot. You know, it's cool to sort of run out with him.
Yeah, he's a perfect man for this scenario when you've got so many injuries and so many young guys for an old head like him just to guide you through those. He's a calming influence. Maxie King, we've got a lot of listeners around Newcastle, especially around the Maitland district where you're a former West Maitland Wallaroo, your junior club, and I know your family still live out that way. So to all the Novocastrians listening, and good luck. 4:05 kickoff against Parramatta, CommBank Stadium, Sunday night. Maxie King, thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Good on you. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Christy says thanks, and she got me beauty there.